Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Been a bit of a wild ride for Georgia voters. The results were looking a little bittersweet last night because despite some early signs by early voters that the state could swing blue, it was looking red. But now the Associated Press reports both the presidential race and a seemingly contested Senate race are too close to call. Last night, you wouldn't have guessed that Democrats were on the verge of losing a Senate seat and also not contributing to Barack Obama's win. By the way that thousands were celebrating the Obama victory downtown at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And it's really a story about generations. It's about passing of the baton from one generation of black leaders to another. And before I get to a conversation I had with Ambassador Andrew Young, the former Atlanta mayor and U.S. congressman and ambassador to the U.N., I want to share with you, Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor at Essence, and John, what the revered civil rights leader, Reverend Joseph Lowery, told the crowd he felt as he voted.
When it dawned on me what that click of that card meant, that I had voted, and I was know that my vote was going to count for a black man to be the 44th president, my stomach tightened up, my eyes filled with water, and I looked at the 200 or 300 people in that room with me, and I shouted, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah!"
Reverend Lowery, he brought down the house with that one.
Wow.
Seconds. Yeah, he did. He's an amazing man. He's in his 80s, and he hasn't been well lately, but he made it to the Hyatt to address this crowd on this historic night, on that historic night last night. And seconds after the contest was called for Barack Obama, I spoke to Ambassador Young. The streets were going crazy. You could hear horns honking and people screaming in the background. And I asked Ambassador Young about the symbolism of an Obama presidency.
Martin Luther King's statement was that America would live out the true meaning of its creeds. And one of the...
Is this a true meaning of its creed?
This is the beginning of living out. It means that a majority of people are beginning to, as I say, they chose faith in America over fear about racial differences.
What about the symbolism of it? It's one thing to celebrate...
You can't eat symbols. You cannot eat symbols, and nothing tastes worse than a symbol that doesn't fill a need. And so I shy away from all of the symbols, because now we've got to deliver. Now, I think we can.
So he got pragmatic at the end of that, but what was interesting, when I asked him, how do we get to this moment, he got philosophical.
It's almost like he's a God-made man for this moment. He's got an African father, but he had none of the black suffering and experience we had in the South or in the big cities of the North. He was given a different kind of childhood in Hawaii, but also in Indonesia, and surrounded by Chinese Muslims. And so he's grown up almost with a global cultural DNA.
And just given the ambassador's experiences, listen to him comparing JFK, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama.
I have never met anybody any better prepared. I thought that Clinton was a brilliant young man. I know that Jimmy Carter was one of the smartest men I've ever known. John Kennedy. But I haven't seen anybody as calm and cool, as collected, and as disciplined and organized in his ability. Jimmy Carter was personally organized, but he couldn't organize the people around him. This has been almost a flawless campaign.
Question.
If he can run a government or end a war with the same efficiency, that he has run this campaign. We're on the path to glory.
What did you learn about America, if anything, through this election process?
That America is not as bad as I sometimes think it is.
And his advice to Obama, don't celebrate too long. There's far too much work to do. So there you have two
two giant
civil rights leaders passing the baton to Barack Obama.
Well, you talked about that generational split.
John?
I'm wondering if that was reflected in the group that you spoke with. What did the younger voices have to say down there in Atlanta at the Hyatt as the announcements were being made?
It was, I can't believe that someone like me could rise to that level. That gives me hope for myself. I can do better. That gives me hope for my children. There was less of a looking back and comparing and looking at where we've come in America, but it really was about looking forward and what that means about how people feel about themselves.
Right, but Adora, Georgia has never really done a good job of creating new African-American political leaders. We still see John Lewis. We still see Lowry. We still see Andrew Young. Are there any up-and-coming, African-American leaders that have been identified down there?
Well, I think there's Ben Jealous when you're talking about national organizations, who's now running the NAACP, and Patrick, 35?
Yeah, he's very young. Went to Oxford. I'm just saying, in terms of Georgia, anyone else on the in that landscape down there, last night, did you see, or is anyone talking about anyone down there? Georgia tends to, to gravitate towards the older civil rights leaders. And I sort of heard a little bit of that in Andrew Young's, his powerful statements about Barack Obama, sort of being post-black, not having, what we were saying, the black suffering that, so many people in the South had experienced. Then I think a younger generation of African Americans in the South may not feel that way at all.
I think there's mixed emotions when you talk about this issue that you've brought up about post-race. I didn't hear anyone speaking about that. And there certainly are a slew of young men and women that we've come across who may not have big names here in Atlanta or even in Georgia, but who are certainly on the path and are inspired in many ways by what Barack Obama has accomplished.
Well, it's energy is going to be needed to deal with, $700 billion that is sort of the first thing on Barack Obama's desk. Fortunately, he has a little time to reflect before inauguration. But a great moment down there in Atlanta and many, many moments shared all around the country. Patrick Henry Bass, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, as always.
For this hour. We are always on at The Takeaway. We're on at The Takeaway in New York. We're on at The Takeaway all over the country. We're on down there in Atlanta, right, Adora?
We are.
We're asking you to tell us what's on your mind the day after election. What just happened?
My name is Carmela, and I'm from Long Island. Yes, it's historical, but we didn't elect Barack Obama and Joe Biden just to be historical. We knew they would be the best people for the job.
Echoing Andy Young there. What is it? Symbols taste bad. You can't eat symbols.
Right.
Nothing tastes worse than
them.
A symbol that doesn't work out. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're also sharing photos, videos, and audio from your voting day at America's Exit Poll. Still open, thetakeaway.com. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.